people.
Roach, here he is. Roach, here he is.
Hey,
Roach. Shaka-laka, shaka-laka, shaka-laka. Roach.
Oh yeah, Fairfield Airport Liquor Store. Bring us Michelangelo Rucci this morning. Good morning to you, Roach.
Good morning, Andrew. It seems such a long time since we sat in that studio together. And welcome to Adam.
Yeah. Hey, Roach.
Now, yeah. Adam, I kept waiting.
Yes.
I kept waiting for you to come up with an 18-club trade.
I'm glad you followed the mega trades closely as it gripped the nation once again, Roach. I wanted to. The digital team at SEN actually did come up with an 18-team trade, but it didn't link. So my mega trades, obviously every deal has to link up. But they just threw 18 trades out that made absolutely no sense whatsoever. So they tried to steal the mega trade glory off me, but it went poorly.
No, I kept waiting for you to say, well, Adelaide does this, which leads to Brisbane doing this, which leads to Carlton doing this, and then Collingwood add into this. One day it might happen.
What did you think of the trade period, Roach?
I think it was true to what we all expected when the clubs have some salary cap issues, list sizes have fallen. We get the usual, you know, argy-bargy between clubs. Adelaide and Sydney decided to do it this year. We didn't get an Adrian Dodoro moment, sadly. But generally, it was probably one of the less dramatic trade periods. We'll bring up all the usual questions that we've asked for a long, long time. Do you need such a lengthy period to do those trades? Particularly when, you know, in the past we were told, oh, no, you need that time so players can travel interstate, look at clubs, see the facilities, meet people. Well, hasn't the COVID era just thrown that whole, you know, process out of the window, whereby you see Peter Laddams having to organise his own medical in Adelaide and having to do Zoom meetings with Hawthorn in Sydney and still got to where he needed to be at Sydney. So it was a different trade period, not one that was unexpected, but it'll be interesting what the fallout is in terms of, you know, what it does to the premiership table, because it's designed to shake things up.
Mm. Hey, Roach, a couple of more delistings from Port Adelaide across the last sort of few days. So Trent Burgoyne, after just a few games in the sample. Sam Mays, but he'll be re-rookied by the club. And Woodcock and Leanett. Some tough decisions.
Yeah, which was a bit surprising because they already had a fair bit of space to, you know, they'd already met the AFL conditions of three primary delistings or retirements. I'm intrigued as to whether they're seeing something emerging with a delist of free agents, someone who's been taken off the list somewhere else, and they think they can give them a second or third chance at Port Adelaide to make something of them. They're clearly going to have salary cap space for next year, and we know what that's all about. The chase for Jack Lukosius is very much on both sides of Westlands Boulevard for next year. So I'll be intrigued what other list management decisions they make in the next 2 weeks. So we're leading up to a very interesting draft where Port's improved their position to 12, but they don't have that many draft picks that are in the top 50. So clearly they've got their eye on something else.
Will be interesting. Hey, Roach, before we let you go, Crows AFLW Premiership winger Danny Van Hagen has told the club she won't have the COVID vaccine. It's not mandatory for AFLW players in South Australia to be vaccinated. So the AFL said it was still finalising its vaccination policy. Obviously, we know in Victoria, things are a little bit different. AFL players are covered by a state government mandate that all essential workers have it to at least have one COVID vaccine by Friday, October 15. This is going to be an interesting situation when they all start to trickle through.
Yeah, well, it was interesting over the weekend where they were trying to work out the definition of where AFLW is as work, because we know they're not professional footballers. So that's got to be cleared up. Two, there's no doubt that there'll be issues in moving from border to border. So now Adelaide's got to work through that as to there'll be times when they'll just have to say, you're staying at home. So, yeah, it's we expected one to emerge eventually. There's a couple in Victoria, I believe. So ultimately, they're going to have to decide if they want to play the game and be able to travel in a national competition. You're going to have to be vaxxed. And that's the reality for all of us. If you we're going to live in a society where there are two types of people, those who are vaxxed and get access to everything, and those who are non-vaxxed and will find that they're restricted in their movements and their ability to do things. So we're all entitled to choice, but with choice comes all sorts of consequences. So watch this space.
Watch this space indeed.